All right, guys, so I haven't done one of these audio boos in a while. Audio boos. Mainly because I hate the app now. It kind of sucks. It's very, very disorganized in my eyes, and I just don't see the need to do them. But, if you had some time, might as well just do something. So, two things. First thing is, I think I mentioned this in the past. I just saw a Chevy commercial. And Chevy now features Wi-Fi in their cars. Well, that is stupid. That's the dumbest thing. We talk about distracted driving all the time. Like, what? Why would you do that? Why would you put Wi-Fi in a vehicle? I mean, you mean to tell me that the driver's not going to... No, the driver's not going to do anything with the Wi-Fi. Yeah, he's going to prop his tablet on the freaking steering wheel and do his work, for crying out loud, while he's driving. It's insane. It's stupid. It's a great way to promote distracted driving, in my eyes. I don't know. It's like, why? And I know I've talked about it before when it first came out, but it's like, really, you're still promoting that? You know, we always say, texting and driving is distracting, and you should drive first and text later. Well, yeah, of course, but you add all this crap into these vehicles. We're not in vehicles that can drive themselves yet, so. I don't know. It seems ridiculous to me. And the second thing I wanted to talk about the other day, it frustrated me, but I couldn't because I was too angry. So, MLB TV costs $29 a month. They have another plan for, like, I don't know what it costs, an X amount for 6 months or 3 months. And then they have, for the whole season, it's $129. Now, it sounds great. Buy MLB TV, wherever I am, I can watch the game, yada, 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 on my phone, on my tablet, on my computer. Well, that's not the case. And I understand why they're doing it, but why would I pay $29 a month so I can sit in my dorm room and watch every game but the Red Sox? Because that's what I can do. Since I live in the market where the Red Sox play, you cannot watch that game on a device. You have to watch it on the TV. Which makes sense, but why would I pay that kind of money to not have access? I mean, the whole point to me was, I could, you know, buy this thing and watch the game on my device or on my tablet or whatever I have. You know, because I'm not always in front of the TV. So it was just frustrating. It's like, what's the? They say it's like the best-selling TV sports app of the past 10 years. Like, there's enough people that buy it that want to watch an out-of-market game. I mean, if I lived in Georgia or New York even or somewhere and I wanted to watch the game, of course I'd be paying for it. And of course those people pay for it. But really? $29 a month or $129 a year to not be able to watch the game that you... Not be able to watch your team? Ridiculous. So, needless to say, as you guys probably saw, I called the place. And that was 3 days ago. And supposedly, I'm getting my money back within the next day or two. It's actually supposed to be in the past 3 days. this being the second full business day. So I'm hoping by tomorrow that I get at least a good chunk of my money back. So we'll see. Anyways, that's it from here. I'm going to go watch the game because I do have a TV. And I do live in the market, so I can't watch it on my device. But they tease you because you can watch any spring training game you want. It's just ridiculous. Anyways, have a good day. 4 minutes and 18 seconds. Pause recording. Button.